Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. Do something more than sitting there and drooling out of the side of your mouth and trying to figure out what it is you're going to do. Okay? No, really. Sincerely. You got so much stuff happening out there. Lock on to one thing. You know, I used to say this all the time. I didn't think I had to keep saying it, but apparently with some of the questions I've been asked, yeah, I do have to do it again. Don't chase everything. You make us all nuts when you do that. You make yourself nuts when you do it. The only thing you want is to find a topic that's close to your heart, that you want to, you know, step out on, fight for, and that's what you run with. That's what you fight with. You know, otherwise, again, you're going to be chasing everything. You're going to be good at nothing. It's why I bring the experts on the show. I don't know everything about everything. I don't want to know everything about everything. That's a heck of a thing to have to deal with. Let's keep it simple, stupid. So that, you know, the bottom line with it is, yeah, I know we're having issues with certain things. Just like with the drug issue that we're having. Right? I don't know if you heard today, but fentanyl. And then we've been talking about fentanyl on this show. I got to try to read my phone while I'm saying this. But fentanyl became the number one killer of adults in the country, I think, over the last couple of days. Right? Now, the numbers show that it's affecting people, adults, kids, 18 to 45. I have a friend of mine who's in the business. He says, no, it's more like 16 to 45. And it's crazy. Right? Can you stop being a Democrat and stop being a Republican for a moment and be a human being? Can we do this? You think we can make this happen? And I say that because your kids are dying all across the country. 18, 19, there are other kids younger dying. All across the country. And the only thing you're worried about is how President... Can we just be... What was the name you said? Can we talk here? Right? The only thing that many are worried about is not making Joe Biden look like a buffoon. I'll tell you what. If you'll put the National Guard on the board, if you'll take on these people, I'll vote for Biden if he runs again. How's that? All right, that's I'm willing to throw my ideology away. If you would guarantee me you'll build the wall, you'll put the National Guard there, you'll take a shot at this fentanyl stuff, you'll stop it from coming in to keep our kids alive, I'll even register as a Democrat. It's more important that we save the life of these kids than it is we worry about what party we belong to.
Okay? Seriously. You think we can get them to do it? You think we can get somebody to say, okay, yeah? Not a problem? Probably not. Because we want to prove a point that walls don't work. To the point where we're willing to lose over 200,000 kids in a year. We want to prove that point. I'm sorry, 100,000. I don't want to be Joey B, so I'm inflating numbers. Right? It's just wrong. When are we going to come out of this craziness? When are we going to start speaking up? You guys on the right and on the left who keep telling me how much more sane you are, how much better you know than we know, how much smarter you are than we are. Well, then if you're really that much smarter than we are, then what are you waiting for? Come up with a solution to save these kids. Because as it stands now, you have none. You do not have one. And I don't understand it. Maybe it's because you're... I love this. Maybe it's because you're listening to leaders like this.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here.
Yeah, we don't want to talk... We don't want to talk about the inflation rate.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living. And the fact is that when I hear people talk about...
The cost of living, it's gone up because of the inflation rate. It's amazing to me. It's what I tell you guys all the time. She sits there and speaks with such authority that people believe her. She's not an economic expert by any stretch. Right? I mean, we can have fun with this. All the way through. You know, we can look at what states have the highest inflation rates, who runs those states. Check it out yourself. No, we don't have the highest inflation rate, but our economy is so much different than others. We shouldn't be having this high of an inflation rate. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FIELD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And I do mean part of the solution. Right? And again, you got to get informed before you open your mouth. Please. Head over to the website, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get into the chat room, you can read the latest stories, a lot of good stuff going on there that you can get involved with. The, look, let's talk about some of the crazy stuff going on campuses. I enjoy those so much. Because I know a lot of you, when I do the stories, you're like scratching your head. You know, go, is that real? Is that story real? Yeah, they're all real. Every once in a while, I get caught with one that isn't. But for the most part, they're all real. Some of you know that Carrie Lake, you know, they refused to debate with her. Blake Masters is the Senate candidate, or Carrie Lake is the Senate candidate for the in Arizona, and Blake Masters will not debate her. And you have to sit here and think, why? What's the issue? Because they got nothing. It really, what happens when your opponent won't debate you? They're either afraid of you, they're worried you're going to back them in the corner. They're going to be backed into a corner. Seriously. And you have to sit there and think it through. Look, I'm not afraid to debate anybody on any issue. Because I'm not going to sit there and lie about it. If I'm not going to sit there and lie about it, then I have nothing. Matter of fact, I may be enlightened by you. Why wouldn't you debate someone or have a discussion on an issue with somebody? Not a fight, but an actual debate. Or maybe even a forum. I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. But the way we get informed is we discuss. We enlighten each other. We talk about issues. But they don't want to do that. And the only reason somebody wouldn't want to do that is because they're afraid they're going to get trounced on. So, Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake said on her local news source that her Democrat opponent, Katie Hobbs, has earned the nickname of Basement Hobbs. She discussed the momentum of her campaign towards Hobbs for refusal to face her on the debate stage. Lake suggested that Hobbs is incapable of holding her own. I believe that. Most of them aren't qualified to do what they're doing or what they want to do. Look, if you can't defend yourself, how are you going to defend others? How are you going to stand up for others when you don't even know what you stand for, or you don't know how to defend what you stand for? She can't even string a couple of words together, Lake told the person she was being interviewed by. She was asked a softball question a couple of weeks ago. Name one good thing about the Latino community, and she spent the entire minute saying an hour and couldn't come up with one thing. Not one thing. She won't debate because when she gets backed into a corner like that, when she gets asked a question that she hasn't had a chance to rehearse, she's dead. Now, Lake argued that Hobbs is taking a page out of Biden's playbook, avoid, hide, don't talk. Right? And this woman can't get people to come together to come see her at a rally. Lake went to a rally, drew 3,500 plus people. Right? I mean, the biggest event that her opponent had, there were less than 20 people there. Think about that. And the polls aren't even close. I mean, she has taken her to task. And that's what you need to do. You need to, look, even if your opponent doesn't want to show up, you show up. You make sure that you're there. If you're running for office right now, you don't back away from any of these things. And you're not afraid to say, I don't know. I haven't looked into that. Let me check into that. Right? Come on. Again with this stuff. I'll check that in a minute. The University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth, this is just perfect, sponsors a database for students to submit their chosen name, pronouns, gender identity, and sexual orientation. It's called the Inclusive Identity Project. They should call it Make It Up As You Go. Right? Students can choose from all kinds of pronouns and all kinds of gender identity. This is what I mean. There was, I wrote a book in 2016. My first chapter is absolutely not. And this is kind of what we're talking about in the book. If you have an absolute, you have to take a stand. If you have an absolute, you have to defend that absolute. This is nuts. University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth, they launched a database that allows the students to submit their chosen name, pronouns, gender identity, sexual orientation. This will assist the university in designating, delivering, and promoting customized program services, resources to support all students. God. The Inclusive Identity Project, sponsored by UMass Dartmouth. The president's office got behind this. The Office of Student Affairs and the University Registrar aims to continue the school's mission to promote and foster a university that understands respect. You don't need any of that to understand and respect. Right? Make sure there's equity and inclusion. I mean, something as simple as, I don't know, just take something, free meals. Something as simple as free meals. Do I need to know what your sexual orientation is, what your pronoun is, what your whatever is? Do I? Bottom line is that you make less than this much a year. I don't care if you're a giraffe. If you identify as a giraffe. Nobody cares. As a society become, we always assume the gender of others and their appearance and you know, all these assumptions by using gendered language. Such as she, he, ma'am, sir, miss, mister. Ladies and gentlemen, and the website goes on. This practice results in many individuals feeling like they don't fit. Yeah. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The United States sent on Monday out a check and note of the Communist Party Congress in strategic rival China that confirmed Xi Jinping in an unprecedented third term as leader and stressed the importance of keeping lines of communication open. Jury selection began Monday in the tax fraud trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump's company, with the Trump Organization ready to accuse its longtime chief financial officer of lying in a criminal case in which it is accused of awarding off-the-books benefits to some senior executives. The trial in a New York state court is one of the mounting number of legal woes for Trump as he considers another run for the presidency A Los Angeles prosecutor told jurors on Monday that they will hear from eight women who say Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted them during his time as one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood. Weinstein currently serving a 23-year prison sentence for sex crimes in New York. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGIO. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only, folks, it's the only way we win. Right? It really is. It's the only way we win is when you guys get involved, when you engage, when you get informed, and you hit back. Oh, I know some people hate that term. Hit. Fight. I've actually had Christian friends of mine write me. And say, you know, why do you talk about war? Why do you talk about fighting? Why do you talk about violence so much? I go, look, have you read the Bible? got some violence going on in there too. But not even that. God tells you point blank. Put on the armor. Armor. You don't put on armor for a swim meet. Right? There's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight for many reasons. For Christians, the fight is simply because, you know, you believe in a higher power other than the Democrat Party. There's actually a God above Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. That's going to cause you a problem. Right? So again, it's a matter of people just paying attention, get informed, and push back. All right, the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, they blocked Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Which, you know, this always amazes me. You have judges that are all over the place. Right? You have judges, somehow they read the law differently, they interpret the law differently. And you have to sit there and think to yourself, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you thinking? The U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis, Missouri, granted a temporary administrative stay preventing President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The appellant's emergency motion for the administrative stay was stay prohibiting the administration, I know they use words here, legal words here that nobody will understand, from discharging any of the student loan debt. So Joe cannot forgive any of these loans. As a matter of fact, when it comes to this kind of thing, because money has to be paid to cover these loans. So money has to come out of the Treasury to cover these loans. There's only one group that can spend money. The whole program of the purse strings, the whole responsibility of the dollars falls with Congress, not the President. He has no right to dole out money like that. Right? The next temporary order does not prevent borrowers from applying for student debt relief. This is according to the WhiteHouse.gov website. We encourage eligible borrowers to join the nearly 22 million Americans whose information the Department of Education already has. District Court's stay come on the heels of the U.S. District Judge Henry Autry of the Eastern District of Missouri dismissing the lawsuit. See, this is what I'm talking about. How does this happen? No, really, seriously. I don't get this. How it bounces back and forth, and the different courts decide differently on who has the right to do this and who doesn't, what laws they're going to follow and not follow. Right? I mean, I'm not making it up as I go. I'm asking, these are serious and real questions. How do you decide? Right? And then how do they come up with, you know, these are great questions for Brad for tomorrow. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. In all seriousness, you know, how did this decide what statute? And, you know, he said it last time he was on the show. Others have said it, which is so true. Many times, they don't even, these courts, these appellate courts, the Supreme Court, they don't even quote the Constitution. They quote a ruling from another court, another judge somewhere else. The further up the court you move, the less you should be using the lower courts as a reference for why you're coming up with your ruling. It makes no sense whatsoever. They should be flat out using the Constitution. And nothing else. Right? I mean, that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It just drives me out of my mind that we can't use the Constitution, the rule of law, the foundation of the law of this country. We somehow can't figure out how to use that as a basis for our rulings. Isn't that amazing? This is even better. This is even funnier, okay? Syracuse University student called a pro-life activist event a violent demonstration of power. That's what she wrote in a co-op. There's only one person. There's only one problem, big problem with this. It was actually a silent protest. So somehow now, a silent protest became a violent event. Let that sink in. You raise these kids. The op-ed authorized by Anna Aponte Gonzalez was titled, "The Silent Pro-Life Protests on Campus Need to Be Aware of the Reality of Abortion." Now, it targeted four pro-life individuals who participated in National Day of Silent Solidarity. This commemorates the lives of the unborn. October 18th, thousands of young people in high schools and on college campuses will make a commitment to be silent for all or part of the day, many taping their mouths shut with red tape. The word life emblazoned across it. Now, despite the event being a silent and peaceful event, Gonzalez argues that the pro-life protesters were being violent. There's nothing silent about this. This is a violent demonstration of power. You know, maybe she needs to go hang out in Venezuela for a couple of weeks. Or the Ukraine. Or in Russia. Maybe then she'll understand truly what the word violent means. However, to back up her argument, she cited what she learned at a woman and gender studies class to justify herself. So we talk about these issues all the time, surrounding reproductive justice and modes of protest that are effective, right? And how to bring forth justice and reparations for those who are oppressed by the system of power. Oh, my God. This is like a class out of the 60s. The man is keeping her down. These systems have been upheld by white supremacy and patriarchal values that were established in this country when the first white settlers arrived. Yeah, I am laughing, and I am giggling. And for those of you who listen to the trolls, this is ridiculous. The mentally confused see everything in a racist, white supremacist, and an oppressive light. Everything. If they're not happy, If they don't believe it to be true, if they believe it to be oppressive, that's what it is. They don't have to have facts. They just have to have feelings. I got news for you. Facts outweigh your feelings. Your feelings mean absolutely nothing in the light of facts. Just because you feel like the test was too hard, because you didn't study for it, you took a class that was too hard, or you didn't put the time into it some others did, doesn't mean the test was too hard or racist. And that's what we're hearing more and more of. It's getting more ridiculous. And the American people are looking at it going, even the Democrats, this is nuts. The system upheld by white supremacy and patriarchal values that were established in this country when the first white settlers arrived. She went on to say, I'm aware that not many people know how these systems work, but I do. Yes, this college student is smarter than any 50, 60, 70-year-old college professor. Conservative college professor, anyway. She continued that, you know, I'm aware not many people know about these systems or how they work. She doubled down on her accusation. She said that pro-life protesters use their privilege and given power as white people in a predominantly white institution to silent protest about an issue that's not actually their business. Because white females don't get pregnant. This is, look at how they demean, right? They turn this, they devalue the issue. So who can talk about it? Right? I mean, truly, who can talk about it? They're telling you, isn't it funny how they call us fascists? They're dictating what you can talk about, what you can't talk about, how you can say it, how you can't say it, where you should be, where you shouldn't be. But we're the fascists. If we're the fascists, they're confused. Extremely confused. Or dishonest. You choose. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, somebody shot me right. LBJ was a major racist. Threw the N-word around all the time. Hated the black community. And yet they fell in love with him. I wonder why that is. All right, anyhow, get back to this. A lot going on. Talking about how an abortion rights person on, University of Syracuse, or Syracuse University. She wrote a piece that basically said, you know, the bottom line with it is, the day of silence in remembering children that were aborted was a violent demonstration. Think about that. Somehow, them burning down police cars is okay and acceptable, not violence. But students with tape over their mouths, saying that they support life, that was violence. Right? Don't you love it? If you don't think these professors have that much influence on your kids or their moral upbringing or moral standards, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. You're dangerously wrong. How's that? And this student talked about in her reproductive or her Women and Gender Studies class, they learned about issues surrounding reproductive justice and modes of protest that are effective in bringing forth justice and reparations. Right? Especially through a system of power that was meant to uphold white supremacy and patriarchal values. Wow. I can't live in that world. Right? She went on to conclude that students need to be aware of these dangers to our well-being. They shouldn't accept that silent demonstration. So she doesn't believe in freedom of speech, obviously. Eliana, that sounds like a white Anglo-Saxon name, don't it? Who was one of the protesters fired back at Gonzalez by stating she was mourning the millions of babies killed every year due to abortion. She's a field representative for the Leadership Institute, which is a parent organization. Quite literally wants opinions. Gonzalez quite literally wants opinions that she doesn't agree with to be deemed dangerous. I just said that. She wants them banned. If she truly believes that we're dangerous individuals because of the signs that we're holding, then the only logic would be that she wants speech that she doesn't agree with banned. That's a no-brainer. That's very true. That's what they fight on a regular basis. Right? No, really. We do stories around that all the time. Where these kids have decided that if they don't agree with it, it hurts their feelings, makes them feel bad, then we shouldn't discuss it. I'm sorry. What's my buddy say? Put a helmet on. If you're that offended, that worried, that just put a helmet on. Columbus Day is replaced. This is out of the University of Virginia. They're celebrating, well, they opted to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, including a celebration of the Two-Spirit people by the LGBTQ Center. On October 9th, their Multicultural Student Services announced Indigenous Peoples Day is Monday, October 10th. Join us celebrating all week, recognizing the struggle and impacts of colonialism on Indigenous communities. You know, I love some of these people. Do they not understand or realize, sitting on these campuses, being where they're at, if they truly believe that this country was stolen from the Native Americans, if they truly believe that we owe the Native Americans something, why don't they give up their seat to a Native American? Right? Why don't they push the college to give back the property to the Native Americans? I'm just curious. You know, it's funny how they're all irritated or mad by something, but they've got nothing. They're willing to give up nothing for the fight. The following day, the university's LGBTQ Center held an event featuring a documentary about Two-Spirit people. According to a recent book on the subject, Reclaiming Two-Spirits, Two-Spirit people are those in the Native American community who identify as neither male nor female, but both. It's an umbrella term. It denotes feminine and masculine qualities in one person. Okay, why is that Two-Spirit? No, really. My youngest daughter, she had the fierceness, if you would. I know, some of you get mad at this, I don't really care. She had the fierceness and the strength of a man, of her brothers, but had quite a feminine side to her that she very much enjoyed. All right, really that simple. And she loves being a woman. Just ask her, she'll tell you. So, UVA's Queer Trans Student of Color Resources has a special section dedicated to those who identify in this way on their page. They won't talk to anybody, though. If you try to call them because you want to understand, they won't talk to you. And it's what I always say. If you've got a product that works, you don't have to lie about it. You don't have to be deceitful. Just talk about it. Be willing to openly talk about it. All right. Come on. I got all these crazy stories. Let's have fun with some of them. Right? Let's see. Oh, university gave a student $3,500 to study the impact of COVID-19 on what? Gender identity. This is what I'm talking about. Everything seems to come back to either racism, white supremacy, or gender identity. See a pattern here? You know, it makes no sense in any world. Carnegie Mellon University gave a student $3,500 this semester to study the effects of isolation on gender identity throughout the pandemic. Alana Silva Kadick, a psychology major at the Pittsburgh University who was awarded the money, came up with the idea for the research during COVID-19 pandemic when many of her friends were isolated and examining their gender identity. Silva wanted to know how the isolation experience affected one gender's identity and began a research project to better understand this novel situation. The research we have now establishes that gender identity is formed around puberty, influenced by the ideas and the gender of your peers and social barriers, right? They can't be social thoughts. They can't be social ideas, though they're barriers that you have. She went on to say that there's also a self-reflection, the interaction between your social environment and your personal private identity. During COVID, that whole social part was taken away. You didn't have an audience to perform your gender to. What? What does that mean? I think taking away that audience made people reconsider how they represent themselves. The funds for Silver KDAX project came from CMU's Summer Undergraduate Research Fellowship. $3,500, people. To study how COVID-19 got in the way of your gender identity. How about you take that $3,500 and study the effect it had on kids. Study the effect it had on parents that were locked together for the first time. We used to joke about it. About how, for the first time, couples, maybe in their marriage, had to deal with each other on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis because they couldn't leave the house. All of a sudden, they had to get to know their little kids that they were sending off to school for 8 hours every day and spending less time with them when they got home. All of a sudden, reality, they had to deal with the realities of life without running around like a madman, dropping kids off at soccer and baseball practice and volleyball practice and everywhere else. You know, you really think about it. This money could have been so much better used in other areas. Vicki Hedelson, a professor of psychology who runs a gender relationship and health lab, is the faculty advisor for Silver Kadick's project, one of the lab's main interests. The study itself will primarily involve surveys and interviews. Initial broad survey will ask if participants question their gender identity or change their pronouns during the pandemic. Really? Why, finally get in touch with yourself? Did you do research that showed you how wrong you were about your identity? I mean, I would love to get two or three psychologists in a room. Right? Let's say four of them. Okay? Two pro gender identity. I mean, you know, gender being fluid. And two opposed. Ask them one question and let them go. And just film it all. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.